Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Damon and Ratto. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Well, at least it's Friday, right? At least it's Friday. Damon and Ratto, Whitey in for Damon on 95.7 The Game. You ever listen on the Odyssey app? Download the Odyssey app. Discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now for sports and music fans by sports and music fans. Check out Troy Hughes Stadium Anthems. Get amped for the big game with the best tracks from rock and more, Ray. The new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app. Brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. 888-957-9570. On the text line from the 510, I may need to choose better friends, Ray, but MLB needs to choose better umpires. From the 408, MLB needs to bring in challenge calls. If they don't want robots to replace umpires, we have the technology to make it near error-free. Why not do it? That's from Gil. So a lot of people still upset about the way the game ended last night. I will say this, Ray, with so many people watching that game, and I know the numbers were huge. We may or may not talk about the ratings. What was it, the biggest baseball postseason ratings? Well, what, for a division series since Red Sox, Yankees 2 years ago, whatever, two, 3 years ago. So a lot of people watched. So maybe baseball will be compelled to do something about the ridiculousness of the rule on the check swing. The way it is now, and I know Bobby Valentine used to rant and rave about this, there is no rule. Did he swing? What constitutes a swing? Whether he meant to swing or not. Even the NCAA has a more clear-cut rule, so maybe baseball, at the very least, they need to define what a swing is?
I think they have defined what a swing is. It's in the rule book.
What does it say? It says it's if the umpire determines that the player intended to swing, it's a swing.
That's all it says. He's broken his wrist.
I mean, does not say that. That's not the
rule.
No,
it doesn't say that, but that's how it's interpreted. Now, if you don't like the interpretation, fine, but I don't remember the question about the check swing being a nagging problem all year long. I mean, I just asked
the Dodgers about that.
Okay. Everybody's got a story, but I don't think there's ever been a big complaint about check swings or not check swings. I think what you're going to get is a more spirited discussion about how they seed teams in the postseason. Because I think a lot of people feel cheated that this wasn't the series that sent a team to the World Series, that somebody went home after the divisional round based on the fact that they played the other best team in baseball.
Yeah, but it worked.
That's what's going to – of course it worked. It just
–
Everybody focuses on the last outrage and decides this rule needs to be changed. And the fact is most of them don't. What needed to be changed was Gabe Morales' judgment on that. And, you know, unless you want robot umpires, and I don't.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
After last night, I don't know.
Then every once in a rare while, you know – you're going to get a stinker like that. That said, unless this was a problem all year long, which I didn't hear from anybody, I'm just going to chalk that up to, it's bad luck. Have another beer, move on.
We've had our heads in the sand on this. It's a terrible rule. Here's the rule. Check swing shall be called a strike if the barrel head of the bat crosses the front edge of home plate or the batter's front hip. That's pretty clear cut, right?
Yeah.
That's the rule. However, that is the NCAA rule. The Major League Baseball rule makes no such clarification. Baseball just says it is a strike if the umpire deems the player made an attempt to swing. That could be better. At the very least, that could be better. And Gabe Morales made a terrible call, but he doesn't have anything going. Yeah, he swung. And then he saw it again, of course. And does Gabe still think it was a strike? Well, what was the actual quote?
He doesn't want to say.
Yeah, it was. And that was actually Ted Barrett afterwards. Okay, so Morales saw it again. Does he still think it was a strike? Quote, yeah, he doesn't want to say.
Yeah, that was a pretty poor way for Ted Barrett to protect his guy. I mean, he didn't want Gabe Morales to have to come out and say, yeah, I blew it. And that's an ego thing with umpires. And amazingly, if he had done that, he'd have come off a lot better. Because if you remember the Galarraga perfect game that wasn't because Jim Joyce blew a call at first base.
Yeah.
He came out and apologized right then and there and ended up with a better reputation because of it. You know, the idea that I've got to protect a grown man from having to explain something that he did. I mean, it was a mistake. It was a colossal mistake. You know, cop to it. One of the reasons why people don't like umpires or officials is because they don't cop to their mistakes. You know, this was an opportunity for him to go out and say, I saw it again. I got it wrong. Nothing's going to change. The call's going to stand. But at least there you get an admission of something, which probably would have satisfied Giants fans, at least to an extent.
888-957-9570. Now we have people on the text line, of course, coming after me. Stop whining. That's not why they lost. I know it's not why they lost, but it's a bad look for baseball. This was a great series, and this was a great series of games all season long between the Dodgers and Giants, and two of them the game down there would have ended. It didn't end. The Giants went on to win because Hickox blew the call. And again, the discussion then, I was on the day after that happened, I was in for Steiny. And the discussion comes around to what's the rule? Well, there really isn't one. So at the very least, they could address that. That could be fixed because it was a terrible thing to happen. Crucial plays in two games involving the Giants and Dodgers this year, which was a great series. That's unfortunate. I'm speaking not as a bitter Giants fan, but as a baseball fan, Ray. I think baseball needs to look at that. All they need to do is get the guy from the NFL who defined what a catch is and him define what a swing is. Now I'm kidding.
Yeah, you are kidding. The fact is you don't explain a rule by putting in a different rule with more verbiage. You make it worse.
Just take the NCAA rule. Just say, all right, we're taking their rule and putting that in. Boom. At least then you've got some clarification.
Or maybe make that reviewable. There's nothing wrong with that, too.
That doesn't work.
Why not?
Because, well, you mean you would give the guy who made the call a chance to reverse
his call?
No,
you give Gabe Kapler a chance to use his challenge there and just go, hey, take another look at that.
Yeah. Okay, but in some cases, because the rule's so vague, the guy can say, no, I still think he meant to swing. So by rule, that's a strike.
Then if he says that, then you've got him. I mean, you know, you can't fix every problem. And I don't think that the check swing is that big a problem. I think it was a terrible call last night.
Yeah.
But I don't think, and Gabe Kapler said this too, I don't think it's the reason they lost.
I don't either. I agree with that.
So this is not that big a deal.
It's bad for baseball.
It's not bad for baseball. This was great for baseball. People are going to remember this play for decades.
That's not good for baseball.
It's great for baseball. It's great for baseball. It couldn't be better for baseball.
The Don Dankinger play in 1985 was good for baseball?
You're still talking about it, aren't you?
Well,
that's 36 years. It's 36 years you're still talking about. Of course, you're 77, so I get why. But
I'm still talking about the Hindenburg.
Well, that one you didn't remember. You were six. You weren't you weren't making memories then.
And that was no picnic, Ray. Just because people remember something and are talking about it doesn't mean it must have been great then.
Hey, you know, brush it off. Rub some dirt on it. Walk it off.
All right.
No, this ended in a fitting way for people who want to remember this series and remember this season for the two teams that most defined it.
Let's talk to Giants Dave in Concord on 95.7 The Game. Giants Dave, what did you think of that Colin Wilmer Flores Strike three, game over. Giants save and conquer.
See, he didn't care.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Proof positive.
I don't think we brought there's Giants.
Hear me?
Yes, you're on the air, sir. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. I don't want to talk about Wilmer Flores, but I want to talk about something else. Huge Giants fan. And I grew up in L.A., and I was a Dodgers fan, but I hate them now. Anyways, I love watching basketball and football beginning to end, but baseball is unwatchable still. So I have a few ideas on how to shorten the game. So number one, pitch count. We need like a 15-second pitch count, just like basketball and football have a shot and play count. Secondly, eliminate all mound conferences. We don't need them. Why do they need to talk so much? For goodness sake, just play the stinking game. And also when a pitcher comes in, put him on a 3-5 practice pitch count. They've already warmed up. We don't need it anymore. Maybe shorten the in-between, the warm-ups in between each inning. We got to make this game more watchable. Turning it back to you, what do you guys think?
Thank you, Dave. I understand your points. It wasn't a problem for me, Ray, in this series. I wanted more. I know the time the game, one of the first game was very short. Brandon Webb doesn't pitch anymore, but Logan Webb
got it under. Yeah, see, you did it too. It's America's new drinking game, because there were a couple of times last night,
yeah,
where they did Brandon Webb instead of.
Yeah,
I didn't realize Brandon Webb had imprinted his baseball career.
He was a good chucker, but
I was
talking about
like
Logan
this.
Webb, and you misunderstood me.
Yeah, I mean, there's another Webb in baseball this year. They don't ever bring him up.
Yeah. Well, because that guy last night had that sign, Brandon, when Logan Webb was pitching. I was wondering, is he thinking it's Brandon Webb? So that's why.
No, you were thinking it's Brandon Webb.
Anyway, game one was like 2.5 hours, something like that. So I don't think.
40 something.
Okay. That's pretty good.
I wasn't
watching any of these games in this series thinking, other than when, you know, the Dodgers were piling on late in their two lopsided wins. I don't really think that's something we need to talk about, Ray, making the game shorter.
That, not today. That game flew by. It was 3:28, was it? Or maybe 3:30? There was nothing slow about that.
Yeah, for a game
because
five.
Because it's not time of game, it's pace of game. And these games were pretty well paced. Even the one that took 4 hours. You know, it just, stuff was happening. And when stuff's happening, you tend to forget how long it's happening for. I mean, Super Bowls are almost 4 hours routinely. If you have a good game, it doesn't bother you. If the game stinks, it's like, you know, it's like watching paint get wet and then dry and then get wet again. It's awful. That's the problem. It's not time, it's pace.
And with
last night's game was paced fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.